Oak Bay residents pay less taxes per capita than folks with the privilege of living in Prince Rupert. It's one surprise revealed in a SOOC staff report crafted as municipalities across the region start to grapple with property taxes, and how to pay for services with as little impact on the taxpayer as possible. The corporate report showed a comprehensive comparison based off provincial data available online at www.gov.bc.ca/gov/content/governments/local-government/facts-framework/statistics/tax-rates-tax-burden. SOOC staff looked at BC communities with a population between 10,000 and 20,000 encompassing 22 municipalities, and crafted a series of charts highlighting how SOOC fared next to the others based on 2024 tax values. Showing metrics such as total municipal taxes per capita, municipal taxes on a representative house, and overall totals across all jurisdictions, the document looks at local communities SOOC, Esquimalt, Oak Bay, Central Saanich, View Royal, North Saanich and Sydney, along with other communities around the province. Of the communities compared, Whistler is hands down the priciest place to manage. Using 2022 numbers, the resort community far outstripped all others, showing $108 million in total municipal expenses, while Oak Bay came in at less than half that at $48 million in second place. Esquimalt is the next capital region community to appear in seventh down the list at $41 million. Whistler, perhaps predictably, tops the municipal taxes per capita list at $3,738, with Oak Bay sixth down the list at $1,661, well below the surprising second place Prince Rupert at $2,040. The rest of the local areas fall into the middle of the pack, with Sydney at $1,241, Esquimalt $1,188, Central Saanich $1,156, North Saanich $1,032, View Royal $920, and SOOC at the bottom of the list at $801 per capita. It's really hard to compare because we all do things differently in how we provide services, what we provide, Oak Bay Mayor Kevin Murdoch told Black Press Media. Ultimately, the hard part of governing and budgeting is not coming up with good ideas, it's prioritizing. Those are outlined in the 2022 expense numbers, where Whistler doled out nearly $20 million and Oak Bay $13.5 million in parks, recreation and culture costs. Municipal police forces, which Oak Bay has, skew higher costs, more than $12 million in 2022, than RCMP used in Sydney and North Saanich. There are other factors, such as payments in lieu of taxes. For example, Esquimalt receives payment for Department of National Defense lands, offering an external income. Oak Bay also doesn't have the business base a place like Whistler does. The resort town collected $15 million in 2024, with the next comparable communities Central Saanich, $3.8 million, Sydney, $3.6 million, North Saanich, $3.3 million, Esquimalt and View Royal both at $3.1 million. SOOC is sixth from the bottom at $1.9 million and Oak Bay in the basement collecting $1.5 million. The lack of commerce affects the per capita, Murdoch said. He noted the community with a population of 18,000 is also responsible for things such as police and fire for the Oak Bay half of the University of Victoria, with a population of roughly 25,000 much of the year. A similar trend shows in general municipal taxes paid by average households in 2024, with Oak Bay atop the list at $4,976, nudging ahead of Whistler at $4,928, with Esquimalt rounding out third at $3,319, followed by Central Saanich $2,899, View Royal $2,393, Sydney $2,206, North Saanich $1,890 and SOOC $1,758. Average house values show some disparity. While Oak Bay is known for its high property assessments, it sits in second among the compared communities at $1.9 million. Whistler's average house value is $3.6 million. House value is averaged using the BC assessment values of single-family residential properties divided by the total amount of properties. A median average would provide better comparison, Murdoch noted, as Oak Bay is among the communities in the region that have a handful of outliers, significantly higher valued properties. Whistler collected nearly $52 million in municipal taxes in 2024, with Oak Bay just over $32.6 million. Those are followed locally by Esquimalt $23 million, Central Saanich $22 million, Sydney just shy of $16 million, North Saanich and Sooke just over $13 million and View Royal just over $12 million. Local government budget talks generally start in earnest early in the new year, as budgets must legally be adopted by May 15, 2025.